I saw recently from the Matok Midvash, the Zohar Matok Midvash, which is the Zohar, the translation. It's a newer translation. Rav Daniel, I think it's Peirish, Peyud Re Shin. But he has in the introduction of how we're actually supposed to pronounce Hashem's name. So he says, every time you see Hashem's name, what are you supposed to do with it? Obviously, you're reading Tehillim. Obviously, you're reading a Siddur. You say it. What about when you're learning? When you're learning Gemara? When you're learning other things? So he points out in the from the Mishnah Berurah that if it's in the category of learning, then you would actually pronounce the name of Hashem. And he says that the seven names of Hashem, such as Ado, and then Nai, and then Elokim, and then Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, Kel, Tzavakos, and I probably missed a couple over there, those names are the ones you have to be very careful with. But he points out, number one, from the Chasam Sofer, that the minhag that we have is that when you see a name that has, that's Hashem's name, we use a kuf. He says, that's what we use a kuf. That's what we say, Tzavakos. That's what we say, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. That when pronouncing the name of Hashem, that's why we exchange it with a kuf, in order so we're not actually pronouncing it. He also quotes from the B'nai Yisachar. The B'nai Yisachar points out that when it comes to pronouncing the name of Hashem, of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, which is obviously not spelled that way, that we call it Shem Havaya. I always wonder, do you say Shem Havaya? Do you say the words like Hey Yud Vav Hey? Because the name of Hashem, as we know, is a Yud, followed by a Hey, followed by a Vav, followed by a Hey. You're never allowed to actually pronounce those letters all together. So if you notice the way I just said it now, it was Yud, followed by a Hey, right? So we don't actually pronounce it together. But, in fact, what we do is we change the letters around, and we call it Shem Havaya. And he writes there in quotes, and therefore we do say Shem Havaya, like the way I'm saying it to you right now. You wouldn't actually say it the way it's actually spelled. And that's the way that, says B'nai Yisachar, that's the way we mention Hashem's name, as opposed to saying Hashem, like H-A-S-H-E-M. So too, when a person's learning, you don't say Hashem, but rather you would actually say either Shem Havaya or all the other names that we just mentioned, including whatever it is, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, including Ka, which would be Yud followed by a Hey, included by Tzavakos as well. You would actually say those names. So there's two points here. One is from the Chasam Sofer, that when referencing it in general, we say it with a Kuf, so Yud Kei Vav Kei or Tzavakos, or Kel, like those words, Elokim, we use the Kuf for that. And the second thing is that when referencing the name, the four-letter name of Hashem, we say Shem Havaya. We never actually pronounce that name the way it's actually spelled. We always call it as Ado, followed by Nai. But when actually, referencing it to it, we actually would refer to it as Shem Havaya. And that's how you actually say Hashem.